Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. This is Wellness Wednesday. And in light of recent events, I thought I would talk about your mental health and to make sure that you're doing well with the racial divide that's going on right now and the things that we're seeing in the news that are so heartbreaking and senseless. The world needs healing, and the answer is Jesus. And we can do our part to help with that. For those of you who are having trouble sleeping at night because you're living in fear, Psalms 4:8 says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." You know, little kids, they love each other. They don't care that their hair is different or their skin is different or their clothes are different, that their mommy drives a truck and somebody else's mom drives a Mercedes. They don't care about any of that. They just want to play and have fun. They're loving. I believe this is what Jesus expects of all of us: hope, peace, love, and unity. In order for you to stay mentally sane and not worried and living in fear, you have to go back to the root of your foundation and your identity, which is the fact that you are a daughter, a son of the Most High God. He wants us to love, not hate. He wants us to embrace and not tolerate. 1 Samuel 16:7b says, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Acts 10:34-35 says, "God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right." John 7:24 says, "Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment." Romans 2:11 says, "For God does not show favoritism." Romans 15:7 says, "Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God." And finally, Romans 10:12-13 says, "For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Our world needs healing. Our world needs Jesus. Let the world see Jesus through you. You have a part to play in this. Don't ignore things that are going on around you that shouldn't be going on. Don't ignore racist jokes. Hate is heavy. You have to lay that down. We must speak out when there is injustice. We cannot sit around and act like there's nothing going on. We cannot give up on this by saying, "Well, we can't do anything." Yes, we can. We can have honest, open conversations. And getting your feelings out, your emotions out, your thoughts out is going to help you feel better, because keeping that all in is going to either make you depressed or angry. So please speak up. There are many people who want to have these conversations and they're just afraid to ask. They don't even know how to start the conversation for fear of offense. And so let's start there by saying, "You know what? Ask me whatever you want to ask me. I'm not going to be offended. I will tell you if something that you're saying or doing is seen offensive by this other group or whatever, or by my race or culture or whatever. But how are we supposed to learn if we don't communicate? We have to talk." And finally, I will leave you with this from one of my favorite singers, Jonathan McReynolds. "I will not return hate with hate. I will not return indifference with indifference. I will not dehumanize the ones that seem to dehumanize me. I will not generalize those that generalize me. I won't let social media make me numb. I won't let what's going on in my country right now make me less of a Christian. I will not lose faith in what I know my God can do." Be blessed.